Donald Max Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. And now, the Max Pregame Show with your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO.
Good evening and welcome to Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. It's a warmer night and over the weekend and the action heating up before we get to Christmas break here in the Western Clover Belt Conference. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right soon will be Mark Maloney on the video operation for our WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Mr. Gavin Bovey and Tony Stevenson, our intrepid audio producer back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Five in a row for the McDonald Lady Max. They face the 3-3 Cadott Hornets. Cadott, a mixture of talented youth and senior experience, will be a good test here for the Lady Max. McDonald right now 5-2. Again, they've won five in a row, and they've won three straight in conference play. They're 3-0 and tied atop the early Western Clover Belt Conference standings with the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers, who coincidentally they will play right before Christmas break. A game we'll have for you Friday night here on WOGO Sports. And the other side, Cadott, a bit up and down. They are right now tied for seventh in the Western Clover Belt Conference with Thorpe. But Coach Dusty Burrish has a lot of confidence in his team, the young talent they have, the senior experience they have, and how those two are coalescing here early on in the season. And they think that they can give McDonald a game here and maybe even steal one on the road. They've played talented teams like Elk Mound and Eau Claire Regis pretty tough. And again, this is a Cadott team that is unafraid to shoot the three. We will see a lot of that for sure tonight. McDonald loves to get out and pressure you, try to speed you up. We'll talk with Coach Dusty Burrish about that coming up. This is the Lady Max pregame show here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us on the radio dials of 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. WOGO Sports Live video stream via the WOGO Radio Facebook page, but check out and subscribe to the WOGO Sports YouTube channel so you never miss one of our Chi High or McDonald game broadcasts. We'll be back with our interviews with both head coaches. First, we'll take a two-minute timeout. Back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went for three. Got it! Cardinals go up 4-3-39.
Kicked around, and it's going to finally be picked up by Riley Biskin. Here she comes with some speed. Biskin moves in. Oh, what a shot! It was vapor!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision.
Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High McDonald Athletics on the radio and live video streaming on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Western Cloverbelt Conference Girls Hoops McDonald host Cadott. We're here with Coach Dusty Burrish of Cadott. And Coach, 3-3 on the season so far. You have some young talent that's giving you some good contributions so far.
Yeah, my two freshmen, Brindley Sunate and Colin Zastro, are really helping out the guard situation, helping to break the press so Taylor Hager doesn't have all the stress on her shoulders and everything like that. So it spreads our court out a lot more. And, you know, a couple more guards always helps any team out there, especially in the Cloverbelt. So
it seems like in the past, Coach, your offense, you're not afraid to let fly from three. Is that what you're doing again this year?
I know I got some pretty good shooters. You know, we got, Taylor Hager coming back from first team all-conference, and I've coached them a couple freshmen the last couple of years in junior high too, so I know there's some decent deep ball shooters as well, so I'm comfortable with them shooting the deep ball. And then Liliana Spaeth, she's been a solid one coming off the bench every now and then, and just, you know, our fourth guard to get in a couple threes out of, you know, so we'll let her shoot the open ones too. So I'm not too nervous about scoring from the outside. And then, you know, we picked up Danielle Sikora. She was injured last season, so it's another big for us on the inside help as well. So that really spreads the court out for us. When we go inside, we score inside a little bit. That opens up our opportunities for our guards to get easier shots up. So,
of course, this McDonald team, a lot of returners from last year, and they try to speed you up. They try to make you make mistakes. Is that one of the most difficult things to deal with when you're playing McDonald's, just that they try to force you to play faster than you're comfortable with?
Absolutely. Yep. They'll run the press all game, just like everybody else in the conference. That's tough. You know, Eau Claire Regis, McDonald, two of the toughest teams that run the press all game, and they'll try to force you to put rush shots and rush passes and everything like that. So against Elk Mound and Regis earlier this season, our press break has been pretty solid. Our guards are getting more comfortable with it and everything. So like we did against Regis, we had a pretty good game against them. If we just slow it down, play our offense, and take the easy shots that we get after we break their press, I'll be pretty content with it.
Coach, we're looking forward to another competitive Cloverbelt Conference game. Good to see you again, and best of luck to you and the Hornets tonight and the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Coach Dusty Burrish back with Coach Williams after this. This is McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports on the radio and the live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Western Cloverbelt Conference Basketball, Cadott, the visitors against your McDonald Lady Max, winners of five in a row. And Coach, you guys had probably your sharpest first half of the season last time out against Bloomer. Really looked good. Obviously, Bloomer, a talented team, and made a comeback in the second half. But it really seemed like offensively a lot of things were coming together, and as always, sparked by the defense.
Yeah, absolutely. We came out firing on all cylinders, I would say, and just had a really good start to the game, jump-started. Had some lulls, definitely didn't play necessarily a full game, but definitely had some really good sparks in there and good stretches that can really show what our team is made of.
When you see this Cadott team, they are always unafraid to shoot the three under Coach Burrish. They've got a couple freshmen who are really contributing a lot. They've got some seniors, including one coming back from injury. I mean, this is a Cadott team that's played some of the conference leaders very tough.
Yeah, absolutely. I talked to them about them that you cannot overlook this team. They are young, but yet have experience. And when you mix the two, you have kind of that fearless of the underclassmen that don't know what to expect, and then you have the returners that kind of have a little fire under them, and they're coming in ready to shoot the lights out, and we can't let that happen.
Coach, a big week in terms of conference standings here for you, and obviously trying to go into the Christmas break in the best way possible. So what would you say is the biggest key to getting this week started on the right note?
Just starting each half off hard and just aggressive and playing our game of basketball.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward. Maybe we'll have a Lucas appearance as well, too, if we're lucky. And hopefully we're talking about another W.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Coach Williams on your McDonald Lady Max pregame show on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day, we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, your WOGO Sports broadcast team. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Mark Maloney, as we welcome you to the broadcast booth, McDonald's won five in a row, sitting atop the Western Cloverbelt Conference standings, tied with Regis early on here, 3-0 in conference play. What do they need to do to make it 4-0 in conference?
Well, I think they got to step up their defense a little bit, get back to that scrappiness. I watched them play Bloomer the other night, and you know, they kind of took it to Bloomer right away, but then Bloomer fought their way back into it. So they got to remain consistent and play tough defense throughout the whole game, and then just move the ball on offense. They've done a pretty good job of handling the ball, knocking off the turnovers. So if we can eliminate turnovers, play some tough defense, I think we're going to do okay.
Your Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. I mean, that first half against Bloomer, and again, McDonald led by 30 in the second half, and Bloomer, a talented team, made a nice run and ended up being a 10-point game, 69-59. But that first half was probably as sharp as I've seen McDonald look all season.
Yes, they did. They were hitting on all cylinders. And again, that Bloomer team is very scrappy out there, so they had to launch a lot of threes. And Kanat's going to throw up a lot of threes tonight too, so hopefully they're off.
Well, we will take one final break here before we come back with McDonald and Kanat. Great battle here in the Western Clover Belt Conference. We are looking forward to it. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics, back in 2.5.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help! Hello!
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went for three. Got it! And the Cardinals score 4:43:39.
Kicked around, and it's going to finally be picked up by Riley Biskin. Here she comes with some speed. Biskin moves in. Oh, what a shot! It was vapor!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
We welcome you back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney with you. Tony Stevenson back to the WOGO studios in Halley. Gavin Bovee is our on-site video producer as the starting lineups being introduced first for the Kanat Hornets. Colin Zastrow, she's a 5'10 freshman, number 2, averaging 9.5 points per game. Liliana Spaeth, the senior, 5'6", number 3, averaging 4.2 points per game. Their leading scorer, Taylor Hager, 5'6", senior, number 4, averaging 14.2 points per contest. Kennedy Nerdrum, 5'10", senior, number 5, second on the team and scoring at 10.9 points per game. And then the other freshmen, 3 seniors, 2 freshmen, Brindley Sonnentang, 5'5", freshman, number 11, averaging 9 points per game. For Coach Dusty Burrish and the Cadott Hornets, they are 3-3 on the season, 0-3 right now in the Western Clover Belt Conference. On the other side, for your McDonald Central Lady Macs, 5-2, winners of 5 in a row. They are 3-0 right now in the Western Clover Belt. Aaron Siegenthaler, happy birthday, Aaron. 5'7", junior, number 1. Kelsey Bremnes wears number 3, but next starting lineup is Chloe Flanagan, the 5'4", senior, number 4. Then Ann Siegenthaler, 5'8", junior, and happy birthday, Ann, as well. The Siegenthaler twins celebrating their birthday today. Claire Ruff, first-team all-conference leading scorer, 5'7", junior. And rounding out the starting lineup for the McDonald Max, Emily Hartman, 5'7", junior, number 31. Sally Williams is the head coach of the McDonald Lady Max. McDonald averaging 54.6 points per game, giving up 43.7 on the other side. For Cadott, averaging 53 points per game and giving up 48.2. As we give you a quick look at the stats here for the visiting Hornets, and made 36 threes. Average of 6 made threes per game in their first 6 contests. We are ready to rock and roll. Here at midcourt, Ann Siegenthaler, one of the birthday girls, wins the opening tap, but sends it right back to Taylor Hager. Cadott's glad to have her back from injury. Zastro, one of those 2 talented freshmen for Coach Dusty Burrish. Sonnentang is the other freshman. We'll leave it left side, and Siegenthaler, Aaron Siegenthaler, a run out after a steal, and it's 2-0 McDonald. And McDonald have relentless full court pressure. Driving a kick out far side, repositioning is Liliana Spaeth. Feed into the lane, kick back out. Spaeth toes up a 3, rattles it in. 3-2. Spaeth averaging 4.2 per game, but puts Cadott up early. Almost a minute gone by here in the opening half. Nice feed down low, and Siegenthaler too strong off the far side of the rim. Rebound to Cadott.
It's a good pass underneath there.
Spaeth kicks out left side, wide open. Three rattled in for Spaeth. 6-2.
They are known for shooting threes, and they're 2-for-2.
Now, do I need to correct myself? Was that Hager who hit the first 3?
Yes.
So
they're both Hager. Or Spaeth. No.
Oh, Spaeth hit them both.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just make sure I'm correctly identifying the players here early on. Claire Ruff, left corner, jabbing. Works it back up top to Chloe Flanagan. Aaron Siegenthaler, right side. 6-2 Cadott with a great start. Chloe Flanagan to answer for 3. Rattles it in. 6-5. A big hit for Chloe Flanagan. McDonald's one of their 2 seniors. I'd say lone senior of the starting lineup would be more accurate. 16:04 to play here in the first half. Ball knocked out of bounds, and Cadott will inbound from that far corner. Drops it near midcourt. Sent far side. Elbow jumper rattles in and out. Rebound cleared by Siegenthaler. Floats it ahead to Claire Ruff. Ruff far side. Hesitation. Pulls it up to the right block. Pretty jumper from the baseline to give McDonald the lead. Claire Ruff makes it 7-6 as McDonald 5-0 run to respond. Right corner, kick out up top, extra pass, open look at a 3 from the left side. That one comes up short. Flanagan with the rebound. The miss that time by Sonnentang, one of those talented freshmen. Elbow jumper, Siegenthaler, perfect. 9-6, and Siegenthaler. So both birthday girls scoring early on here. 9-6, McDonald up 1 full possession. Euro down the lane, blocking foul call as Taylor Hager trying to force her way to the basket will earn a trip to the line. We'll consider the gift of Catholic education this giving season. All gifts are matched a dollar for a dollar up to $120,000 now through December 31st. Your gift will have twice the impact and will directly support all students at McDonough Area Catholic Schools. First free throw is good. 9-7. Visit McDonoughAreaCatholicSchools.org/supportmax to give. Riley Christensen, the junior, number 34, coming into the game for McDonough. Taylor Hager has her first point of the game, trying to pull her team within one. Second free throw attempt is good. 9-8. Two confident free throws that time. Riley Christensen drops it down. Hard drive, take into the lane. And Emily Hartman going to earn a trip to the foul line. Exactly 3 minutes gone by here in the first half.
Kelsey Bremnes on the floor, too.
One of the strong junior squad. Perfect first free throw for Emily Hartman. So she's in the scoring column. Second free throw rims in and out. Hager spins across the timeline. Up top, Colin Zastro. She's 5'10", just a freshman. Hager up top. Thought about pulling up for a deep three. Drops it down to the post to Kennedy Nerdrum. Aaron pass taken away by Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron drives in hard, taps the brakes, looking for Riley Christensen across the lane. It got away out to Riley Christensen via Emily Hartman. Claire Ruff in the right corner. Long cross-court skip. Working down along the baseline, kick back out to Riley. Aaron Siegenthaler, Claire Ruff in rhythm for three. Pound it home. 13-8, Claire Ruff.
Barely rippled the net.
She has five. And the lead is five for McDonald. Now Claire coming from behind, knocks it loose.
Jump ball.
Held ball possession will go to McDonald. Claire coming from behind, Spaeth to jar that one free. Aaron Siegenthaler at the point. 5-point lead for McDonald, just over 4 minutes gone by here in the first half. Left elbow, jumper on the way from Riley Christensen. No, long rebound out to Hager. Hager floats it ahead to Sonnentag. Sonnentag drives in hard and scores. Her first points, the freshman. Still just a 3-point lead for McDonald. Long cross-court pass. Aaron Siegenthaler, she's got a beat on a three. That one rattles in and out. Long rebound out to guess who? Hager. She has her pocket picked momentarily by Emily Hartman, knocked out of bounds. And we'll stay with Kadat. Danielle Sikora coming in, number 13, 5'10", senior, adds some height to the Kadat lineup. McDonald brings in Lauren Buescher.
Yep.
Lauren, number 11, one of those two seniors for Coach Sally Williams. Good passing in transition and running up the right side of the lane. Danielle Sikora immediately makes her presence known as she gets an easy bucket. Ball knocked out of bounds, far side. It'll be McDonald basketball inbounding in front of the Kadat bench. Earlier we had our Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Riley Christensen up top to Chloe Flanagan. Into the corner, Lauren Buescher. Buescher shoots up top. No hesitation on a long jumper. Claire Ruff is feeling it early on. She has seven. That one from close to 18 feet. 15-12 and a steal by Bremnes. Looking to get it back from Christensen and set a little lefty floater in the lane from Chloe Flanagan. No offensive rebound. Buescher skips into that far corner. Claire Ruff holding, looking to the post. Nothing there yet. Chloe Flanagan high on the left. Flanagan puts it on the floor with the right hand. Leads for Riley Christensen. At the foul line, slides a bounce pass out to Chloe and right into the corner. Kelsey Bremnes floats one up top. Claire Ruff stepping back for three. Front rim, no. Heat check there. Rebound to Kadat. Hager across the timeline. Hager, no one picked her up. She'll step into a three. No. Long rebound corralled by Kadat and fouled. That's Kennedy Nerdrum, the 5'10 senior.
Riley Christensen picking up that foul, kind of getting She was just going after a good rebound there. Had a little body.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Hager left wing, hand in her face from Emily Hartman. Right side, Zastro. Zastro kicks it out to Hager. Hager head fake. No look feed. Nice feed down low. Partially blocked by Siegenthaler. It's loose back to Hager trying to split two defenders. Lost it off her sneaker. And Ann Siegenthaler digs out the loose ball. Siegenthaler push out to Chloe Flanagan. Wide open underneath the hoop for two.
Good ball movement there.
17-12. Chloe Flanagan has five early points. The lead is five for McDonald. Hager breaking a double team. Push ahead into the lane. Looked like a walk. Out of bounds to Kadat. Maybe didn't quite have possession. Nerdrum, as she was stumbling through traffic there. Nerdrum's going to take a break. Liliana Spaeth back in, the 5'6 senior. 5-point lead. Tight contest early on. Good Western Cloverbelt Conference game. Aaron feed into the lane, and Ann Siegenthaler gobbles it up. McDonald has numbers. 3-on-1. Ann pulls up, falling away. No. Chloe Flanagan fights it out to Buescher. Back to Chloe in the right corner. Opposite side. Riley Christensen holds high on the left, finds Chloe Flanagan, shoots into the paint, 10-footer, rolling it in is Ann Siegenthaler, 19-12. Good interior passing for McDonald. Ann Siegenthaler has four. Good look at a three, far side.
Oh my goodness. Spaeth again.
That was Spaeth's third triple here in the first half. She has 9 of Kadat's 15. Siegenthaler in the right corner. Out to Chloe Flanagan. Opposite side feed. Riley Christensen finds Emily Hartman left elbow. Out to Chloe Flanagan. Extra pass. And Siegenthaler right corner pocket three. Off the far side of the rim. No. Rebound and a foul on whom?
Might go on.
It's going to go on McDonald. And
yep.
Emily Hartman, that's her first, team's third.
It's her second.
Our second, excuse me. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. That's White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Lead feed down to the right block. Jasmine Gerber, the junior, has come into the game. Kadat had a good look from inside the right block. No, but Zastro gives them new life with an offensive rebound. Sonnenteg far side to Hager. Hager finds Sonnenteg. She'll toe up a three. All net. Kadat back within one. Brinley Sonnenteg has five. Under 10 to go first half. Kadat shooting the lights out here.
They are.
Claire Ruff shoots it to Gerber. Right side Siegenthaler. Probing along the baseline. Kick out. Chloe Flanagan for three. Off the back bracket. No. Kadat wants to run with Hager across the Bulldog logo at midcourt. Hager, Euros down the lane, lost it. Nice touched by Claire Ruff. 1-point game with 9:34 to play here in the first half. Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating. McDonald!
There we go.
The run out to Siegenthaler. And Siegenthaler, one half of that birthday duo. She has six, and it's 21-18. Zastro for Sonnenteg, freshman to freshman. Sonnenteg against the senior, Chloe Flanagan, and Chloe's going to get called for a little hip check, I think, up top.
Yep.
Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Halfway through the first half, 3-point game. 21-18 McDonald. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on We'll Go Radio, the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Good to have you with us. Claire Ruff stepping in front of a pass, knocks it into her own bench.
Kadat's going to take a timeout.
Kadat will take a timeout. We will as well. We are back in 60 seconds, 1 minute, and we're back here on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. 8:47 to go first half. McDonald holding on to a tenuous one-possession lead, 21-18. Cadott with the basketball, inbounding in front of the McDonald bench. Colin Zastro, the freshman, dumps it in. They'll work far side to Brindley Sonnentag via Danielle Sikora. Now Hager high on the right side. Work against Siegenthaler. Lost it off her toe. And Siegenthaler on the run with Claire Ruff. And drives in hard. Finishes with the left hand. 23-18. And Siegenthaler, I have her down for 8 points already.
Correct.
5-point lead for the Lady Max. Spaeth, an errant pass thrown in the backcourt, and that's going to be an over-and-back violation. Cadott, so far, has been pretty clean turnover-wise.
It has.
That's one they'd like to have back.
It's been a really good basketball game overall.
5-point lead for McDonald. Claire Ruff shoots it down to Jasmine Gerber. Gerber attacking into the paint, had it stripped loose by Spaeth, ahead to Hager. Hager across the timeline, crosses over, spinning at the right elbow. Her pass knocked away by Claire Ruff, retrieved by Sikora. Feed cross court, Sonnentag, another three. That one comes up a little short. Rebound gobbled up by Jasmine Gerber. Flanagan to Claire Ruff. Ruff left wing. A work around the perimeter, dump into the paint, knocked loose, and a steal by Spaeth.
Trying to make things happen that just weren't there.
Spaeth high on the right side. 7.5 minutes to go. 23-18 McDonald. Good game here in the first half from Chippewa Falls. Cross court feed back to Spaeth. Siegenthaler picks her up. McDonald about to sub three in. Another steal. This one by Aaron Siegenthaler. Streaking to the basket. Hits the brakes and scores. Aaron Siegenthaler, two more. The Siegenthaler sisters, we'll see who ends up scoring more on their birthday.
Chloe 7-point game. Another one.
Chloe Flanagan. Her team's fifth foul. Just one infraction committed on Cadott so far. Riley Christensen and Kelsey Bremnes back in. Also for the first time tonight, Ella Sexton, the 6-foot junior. I'm seeing if maybe they can try to push this 7-point lead to double digits by halftime. Cadott, again, has really been phenomenal from three. They've hit four in the first half, and they average six made threes per game.
Double dribble.
Double dribble in the paint. The whistle on Kennedy Nerdrum. The ball back to McDonald.
Cadott starting to commit one too many turnovers here. They've committed three here in the last two, three ball controls.
And Siegenthaler drives in hard, high up the glass, counted in a foul. And Siegenthaler double-digit points. And it's 27-18 McDonald. And now that she goes to the line, let's throw that up there. Happy birthday, Ann. Looking for three the old-fashioned way. Free throw won't go. Fight for the offensive rebound, and Ann gets her own rebound. Shot missed down low, and the rebound back to Nerdrum. Hager across the timeline. 9-point lead for the Lady Max. 6.5 to go here in the first half. Hager cross-court skip. Dangerous pass. Kelsey Bremnes colliding.
again, good.
With Ava Eiler.
Aggressive defense there going after the ball.
Hager, and it knocked loose by Riley Christensen. Riley with the steal for McDonald. Now a chance to go up double digits. Bounce Dan Siegenthaler. Back up top, Riley Christensen. No hesitation for three. Rims in and out. Robbed by the iron there. Two-thirds of the way through this half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Tony Stevenson at the Wogo home base in Halley. Gavin Bovey, our on-site video producer for the WOGO Sports Live video stream that hopefully you're enjoying. Spate steps in front of a pass and knocks it into Aaron Siegenthaler's arms. Riley Christensen, tough move in the lane, can't roll it in. Nerdrum with the rebound.
Good ball movement there. Good look at the basket.
Eiler far side, leaves it for Sonnenteg, the freshman. 5.5 left here in the first half. Eiler in the corner. Dangerous pass up top. Hager takes it with two hands. Hager driving and hard, trying to finish with the left hand, and a scooping layup is good. Taylor Hager. That's her first field goal by my count. She has 4 points. 27-20. Nice feed down low to Ella Sexton. Lost it for a moment. Goes up strong. Can't finish. Rebound batted out by Sexton. Now to Kelsey Bremnes. Aaron Siegenthaler. Far side for Riley Christensen. Back to Sexton. Kelsey Bremnes, and I think she took steps. She did. Officials on top of that. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass, that's White City Glass. 27-20 McDonald. Trying to get some arm's length separation here from the Cadott Hornets. Sonnenteg, nice drive blocked by Riley Christensen as she swatted it out of bounds.
She's a small girl taking it into the paint. Give her kudos for that.
Maybe had a step there on Riley, but Riley made up the ground very quickly. Eiler inbounds far side. He'll dump it into Nerdrum. Good defense. Walling up. Sexton. McDonald again a chance to go up 9 or 10 here. Clear rough in that far corner. Back up top, Riley. Extra pass, Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron shoots it. Top of the key, driving in hard. Good take by Kelsey Bremnes. Everything but the finish that time as Hager comes steaming out of the pack with the basketball. Runner rolls in and out. Riley Christensen, two hands for safety, pulls down the rebound with 4:13 to go. Aaron Siegenthaler far side. Kelsey Bremnes outside the arc. Drops it to Claire Ruff, high post. There to Riley Christensen. Back to Claire at the left elbow. Wheeling, turning. Ball knocked away and back out to Christensen. Christensen working off a screen, has an open lane, drives in and takes it. 29-20. Riley Christensen, her first basket. McDonald with 3:43 to go. Again, threatening a double-digit advantage.
Great screen there by Ella Sexton.
She always makes some just smart basketball plays when she's in. Falling away for three, no from Hager. Rebound to Riley Christensen. She's looking ahead to Claire Ruff. Jump ball, Claire. Drops it back into Siegenthaler. Wheels comes up a little bit short. Great move by Claire Ruff, taking a long pass and saving it back in bounds. And McDonald will get another opportunity here, inbounding from underneath the hoop. Lauren Buescher, Chloe Flanagan in, Sexton, Christensen out after playing some good minutes for Coach Sally Williams. Two of the elbows, two of the blocks for McDonald, leading 29-20. Chloe Flanagan will trigger in this inbounds pass. Chloe holding, waiting, looking, finds Bremnes with good position. Too strong off the window. Bremnes almost had the offensive rebound. Instead, ripped down by Sakura. Colin Zastro, the freshman. Steal by Buescher to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron drives in hard and another layup in transition. And McDonald up 31-20. First double-digit advantage on either side. Aaron Siegenthaler has six. Under three to go here in the first half. Sonnenteg, far side for Hager. Hager, the senior, gives it up. Sakura high on the right. Bremnes giving her a wide berth. Nerdrum up top. Floats it down to Hager at the right block. Hager, good ball fake. Goes up strong. Can't get the finish. But back out to Hager. She attacks again. The runner won't go down. Chloe Flanagan trying to track down the rebound. Sonnente gets there first. Long cross court skip Hager. Her third opportunity on this trip. That one rattles in and out. Good looks for Taylor Hager, and they just would not fall for the senior.
All three of those are right there, and they just, yeah, like you said, they just wouldn't fall.
Jumper missed by McDonald. Rebound back to Cadott with 2:06 and counting to play here in the first half. 31-20 the lead for McDonald. Lady Max trying to stay unbeaten in conference play. Nice high-low feed. No by Sakura. Offensive rebound, Hager. Kick out. Zastro for three is good. Their fifth made three of the first half. Colin Zastro. That's her first bucket by my count. 31-23 with a minute 40 to play. Kelsey Bremnes, high post feed. Claire Ruff from 18 is good.
She gets her legs into it. I think she can make those. There's a couple of them look like she might have been a little tired and didn't quite get the legs into it.
Claire Ruff threatening double digits, and the lead is double digits for McDonald, 33-23. Minute 20 to go. Hager takes a low pass. Far side. Hager driving into the lane, and throws it out of bounds. Thought someone was going to be cutting to that corner. McDonald possession with 1:13 to play. 16 fouls on the Lady Max, 2 on Cadott. Hornets have played a clean first half. Claire Ruff going to take a breather here and Siegenthaler back in. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. More in a moment. Flanagan high post to Ann Siegenthaler. And over to Chloe, far side. Dumb it down, back out to Siegenthaler. Riley Christensen works out to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan for three, front rim, no. 50 seconds to play here in the half. Hager up top against Christensen. Taylor Hager. Been busy here in the first half. Whistling a foul. That is the seventh on McDonald and the second on Riley Christensen. So Hager will go to the line, shooting a 1-1. Free throw's good. 33-24. Taylor Hager, 3-for-3 from the foul line so far. See why she leads them in scoring at 14.2 per game. Trying to cut the deficit to 8. Second free throw, perfect as well. Hager 4-for-4 from the line. McDonald wants to push. And Siegenthaler. Chloe Flanagan lost it in the corner, Siegenthaler did. And it's back to Cadott. 31.8. Royal Credit Union RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA, that's Royal Credit Union. Final half minute in an 8-point game. Hager drives down the left side of the lane, blocked on the way to the hoop, but a whistle and a foul. She's shooting two, and again, she hasn't missed from the foul line yet, Taylor Hager. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. First free throw is good. Not making a push here at the end of the half. Hager now 5-for-5 from the line. Second one. 6-for-6.
Good shot.
33-27. Hard drive inside. Drawing the foul is Bremnes. They're going to get that one on Sakura. Just the third on Cadott, but it will be a shooting foul. And Kelsey Bremnes with her team up two full possessions at 33-27. We'll see if she can extend that advantage with 17 seconds exactly on the clock. Kelsey's first free throw off the back iron, no good. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or your business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. It's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Second free throw for Brem. This is good. 34-27.
First points.
So Kelsey Bremnes now with one. 10 seconds left. Hard drive. Hager. No. McDonald has a chance here with 7 seconds left. Lead feed ahead. Siegenthaler. And Siegenthaler up and in for two. Birthday girl. Birthday girl. Aaron to Ann. Feed from 70 feet. No good. And McDonald responds at the end of the first half to lead by 9. 36-27. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports with halftime stats, analysis, and highlights. All ahead in 3 minutes on your home for Chi-High McDonald Athletics. This is WOGO Sports.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toys and Ford, the Valley's best choice.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went for three. Got it! And the Cardinals go up 4-3-39.
Kicked around, and it's going to finally be picked up by Riley Biskin. Here she comes with some speed. Biskin moves in. Oh, man! What a shot! It was vapor!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Halftime here on WOGO Sports from McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson along with Mark Maloney here, your WOGO Sports broadcast crew. And Mark, competitive first half, entertaining first half, well played first half.
Yes, it's good basketball being played out there, and the turnovers were at a minimum until we talked about it.
Yeah, I know.
And then Kanak kind of picked it up a little bit. I got them with about eight turnovers, and McDonald was at about four. So, and again, a lot of those came towards the last 5 minutes of that second half, or the first half. So maybe got a little rallied, maybe got a little tired. I don't know.
The pace they're playing at, you'd think it would get into your legs a little bit.
Yes. And, both teams are doing a really good job of moving the ball up and down the floor. And again, Kadat's just shooting the lights out from three-point land. But the McDowell girls do what they do, right? They push the ball down the floor and hopefully get some good, nice, easy layups, and that's what they've been doing.
McDonald's had seven players in the scoring column. Cadet's had five. No one in double figures for Cadet, but they have hit five threes, three of them from Liliana Spaeth, the senior. So the scoring looks like this right now. Spaeth with 9 points, again, all from range to lead the way for Cadet. Taylor Hager is 6 for 6 from the foul line. She has 8 points. 5 for Brinley Sonnentag, the freshman. 3 for Collins Zastro, the other freshman in the starting lineup for Coach Dusty Burrish. And then Danielle Sakura has 2 to round out the scoring for Cadet. On the other side, 7 players have scored for McDonald, led by Ann Siegenthaler with 12 points. Claire Ruff has 9. 6 for Aaron Siegenthaler, 5 for Chloe Flanagan, 2 for Riley Christensen, 1 apiece for Emily Hartman and Kelsey Bremnes. And you got to like that balance in scoring.
Yes, they asked that. Again, they're doing a really nice job moving the ball around. Cadet's kind of sitting in a zone defense. I don't know if anybody's going to switch up their defense, come out in a man-to-man, see if they can't rattle either one. McDonald's sitting in a zone also. So we'll see what happens in the second half here with the defensive play to see if they're going to come out and maybe try to mess with the other team. Either team could go man-to-man and maybe mess up some offense.
Well, we'll take a look, listen, to our first half highlights in just a moment here on WOGO Sports. A reminder as well, though, that the McDonald Area Catholic School Spaghetti Spectacular, it's coming up in just over a month from Christmas. Join us Sunday, January 25th for the McDonald Area Catholic School's Spaghetti Spectacular. Homemade spaghetti, garlic bread, and desserts, all by free will donation, plus raffles, pull tabs, and student volunteers serving with a smile. That's January 25th, 11 to 4 at McDonald High School. Everyone is welcome. Also, the kids' winter carnival is during that same Spaghetti Spectacular. Wristbands just $3 per child or $10 per family. Bouncy houses, carnival games, snack stations, and more. It's going to be a very fun day, January 25th. Well, we've had an entertaining first half. Your first half highlights sounded like this on WOGO Sports. 34-27. Feed, nice feed down low, partially blocked by Siegenthaler. It's loose back to Hager, trying to split two defenders. Lost it off her sneaker, and Ann Siegenthaler digs out the loose ball. Siegenthaler, push out to Chloe Flanagan, wide open underneath the hoop for two.
Good ball movement there.
Staff from Chippewa Falls. Cross-court feed back to Spaeth. Siegenthaler picks her up. McDonald about to sub three in. Another steal, this one by Aaron Siegenthaler. Streaking to the basket, hits the brakes and scores.
Starting to commit one too many turnovers here. They've committed three here in the last two, three ball controls.
And Siegenthaler drives in hard, high up the glass, counted in a foul. And Siegenthaler, double-digit points. And 20 McDonald trying to get some arm's length separation here from the Cadet Hornets. Sonnentag, nice drive, blocked by Riley Christensen as she swatted it out of bounds. Her first bucket by my count. 31-23 with a minute 40 to play. Kelsey Bremnes, high post feed. Claire Ruff from 18 is good.
She gets her legs into it. I think she can make those. There's a couple of them look like she might have been a little tired.
34-27.
First points.
So Kelsey Bremnes now with one. 10 seconds left. Hard drive, Hager. No, McDonald has a chance here with 7 seconds left. Lead feed ahead. Siegenthaler to Siegenthaler up and in for two. Birthday girl, Aaron to Ann. Feed from 70 feet. No good. And McDonald. And that's how the first half sounded. We'll take a 1 minute break back in 60 seconds with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts at the half. McDonald leads 36-27. Back in 1 minute.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter.
This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Before the second half begins, it's time for our halftime tradition. It's Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. As always, please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. In this holiday period here, we're going to say happy holidays and to all of our military here with Alex Maloney, our son, down at Barksdale Air Force Base. Jory Kabishik and his wife are up at Eielson Air Force Base. Actually live in Fairbanks, but it's actually the North Pole is the name of the city he lives in. So he's up there probably helping Santa get his sleigh ready to go. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm are over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Greg Hovland and his wife and their daughter are down at Davis-Monthan in Tucson, Arizona. Sarah Pass and Bovies with the 133rd Civil Engineers with the Minnesota Air National Guard. She just got promoted to a senior master sergeant. Kristen Levesser is at the Air Force National Guard over in Minneapolis, and she just got her promotion to master sergeant. Carter Billen, I talked to his dad. He's still out there working security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. John Hayton from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner just got deployed. Man, you know, what a time to take off. He's on a one-year deployment over there, just left his daughter. So good luck over there. Brandon Anderson from Colfax with the Navy. Wayne Trimble is with the Wisconsin Army National Guard. He's getting ready to retire on February 28th of 2026. Noah Stewart, a Chi High grad. Noah Christofferson is a 2021 McDonnell grad. Ellie Eckes just got commissioned as a second lieutenant in the Army Signal Corps. And her brother, Evan, is in the ROTC out at Purdue. And there's a couple other people. We're going to get caught up here. We got a couple more games coming up, and we'll make sure we get everybody mentioned here. But again, this time of year, man, it's just so important to remember our military people that are away from their homes, away from their loved ones, protecting this great country. And if anybody, again, if there's other people that want to get on this list, I sure would like to hear from you. Please contact us either at Wogle or however you need to get a hold of me. But it'd be nice to hear from everybody.
Absolutely, and especially this time of year, I want to make sure that we can let our military know that they are appreciated, that they are loved, that they are thought of. Opening seconds of the second half here on WOGO Sports. Cadot starts off with the basketball, and Taylor Hager immediately goes to the rim and scores 36-29. Hager now into double digits with 10 points. Senior averages 14. Going the other way, the Cadot Hornets with Colin Zastro, their freshman. One of two in the starting lineup. Three seniors, two freshmen. Claire Ruff steps in front of a pass, saves it from going out of bounds. Now Claire down the lane up with the left hand and finishes.
Great hustle. Way to stay with the basketball, Claire.
38-29. A lot of people might have just let that one go out of bounds, but Claire, again, as you mentioned, stuck with it. Her team up 9, 38-29. Sonnentag to Hager. Hager jumps it down to Nerdrum. Nerdrum fouled. That'll be the first whistle on either team in the second half, and I think that is the third.
It is.
On Emily Hartman. First free throw is good.
Her first points.
For Nerdrum. Yeah, as you mentioned, didn't score in the first half. Now pulls Cadot within 38-30. Second free throw good as well.
Very good from the line.
Nerdrum 2 for 2 that trip. High post feed and Siegenthaler. To Aaron, out to Chloe Flanagan. At the left elbow, Siegenthaler to Siegenthaler up top. Aaron right side, Claire Ruff. Up top, Chloe Flanagan. Different defensive look here for Kadot in the second half. And Siegenthal looking for Aaron, and Aaron will pick up a little bit of a frustration foul underneath, and that'll be the team's second pretty quickly.
Yes.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank.
That's one of those fouls where we mentioned it before, Caleb, 80 feet away from the basket.
Three from the left wing, rims in and out. Siegenthaler to Claire Ruff, jabbing. Three pops in and out. Fight for the rebound. Out to Siegenthaler. Her pass thrown away and saved to Zastro. Zastro to Hager. Hager trying to run it down. Throws one up with the right hand. No. And a whistle and a foul. Push call underneath. With 15:50 to play in a 7-point game. And Hager will go back to the line where she is 2 for 2. Where's Gala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning? They offer a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. 7 for 7 now is Hager. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating, large job or small, call the pros. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Hager makes it a 6-point game, trying to pull her team closer, and she will. An 8-for-8 performance. Taylor Hager, she has 12.
She's maybe one that you don't want to foul.
Claire Ruff, left wing. Riley Christensen pulls up from 14 feet, rims in and out. Siegenthaler hassling Hager. Hager takes it across the logo at midcourt. Sonnentag right back to Colin Zastro. Too strong off the window. Aaron Siegenthaler to Riley Christensen. Riley in transition over to Claire Ruff. Had her pocket pick for a moment. Knocked out of bounds by Zastro, and it'll stay with McDonald. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Claire Ruff, ball fake, pulls up from 15. 40-33. The mid-range game is strong with Claire Ruff.
Yes. She's got a good shot from that distance.
3 minutes gone by, and now Claire with a steal as she bats a pass for herself. Long lead, feet ahead, down the lane. Rebound out to Kadot after the missed layup. Push ahead to Nerdrum. Nerdrum challenge at the rim. She finishes. 40-35. Pace picking up here.
Timeout.
A whistle and a timeout. Full timeout. So we will take a 60-second break. We are back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
To the action here on WOGO Radio. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. McDonald basketball out of the timeout, leading 40-35 inbounds from Bremnes to Riley Christensen. Claire Ruff, left wing. Kelsey Bremnes up top between the wheels. High post feed Ann Siegenthaler, wheeling back out to Bremnes. Good look at a three. Rounds it in. Kelsey Bremnes, the bomb from downtown. 43-35.
Not afraid to shoot that one.
Good looking shot there from Kelsey. That's her first field goal. Cut out far side, Colin Zastro. Leaves for Hager and gets it back up top. Sastra working off the screen. She attacks, leans in with the left hand. No, rebound batted out. Lauren Buescher has it to Claire Ruff, far side. And Siegenthaler, left block extended. Out to Kelsey Bremnes in the left corner. Kelsey lost the handle for a moment. Loops it over to Claire Ruff, far side. Christensen for three off the glass. One go down. Rebound to Zastro. Sonnenteg throws into the far corner. Rather, Sonnenteg takes in the far corner. She hits a three to answer. 43-38. Brinley Sonnenteg. She has 8 points. Her second made three. 5-point game. Kelsey Bremnes, her shot blocked in the lane. Sakura got a piece of it. Zastro across the logo. Hands off to Sonnenteg. Claire Ruff comes out to pressure. Hager up top. Hager the senior. Riley Christensen giving her a little space. Eiler came up to give a screen. Now Hager with a screen for Sonnenteg. Thought about pulling the trigger. Floats it over to Zastro. Zastro the freshman. Against Siegenthaler the junior. High feed. Hager working against Christensen. Runs one up with the right hand through some contact. 43-40. As close as Kadot has been in quite a while. Riley Christensen thought about a three. Doesn't take it. Claire Ruff up top. A little bit of a gut check here for McDonald. Kadot making a run. Christensen kick out right side. And Siegenthaler for three. No. Rebound pulled down by Colin Zastro. Almost one-third of the way through the second half. 43-40. High catch in the corner for Sonnenteg. She's just 5'5". She had to go up for that one. Sonnenteg for Hager. Hager driving left baseline. Kick it out opposite side, Brinley Sonnenteg. Loops it back in for Zastro. She's got a good look at a three. Front rim, no. Long rebound back to Zastro. Sonnenteg. Sonnenteg right block extended. Bumped in the corner, and timeout called by Coach Burrish as he could see the trap coming. Yep. Full timeout, so we will take a one-minute break as well. Back in 60 seconds. Lady Max basketball, a good one here in Chippewa Falls. We're back in 1 minute.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. McDonald Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. Tony Stevenson, our audio producer, back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Gavin Bovey, our on-site video producer for the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. 3-point game, Kadot with the basketball, trailing by three. Taylor Hager, a three to tie, rims in and out. Rebound to Erin Siegenthaler. She lost the handle on it. Zastro digs it out. Bremnes steals it back for McDonald. Pressure in the backcourt. Finds Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler pressured by Hager, gets across the timeline. Hager knocks it loose. Sonnenteg, one-on-one, down the lane, off the glass, no. Rebound, pulled in by Bremnes. Bremnes finds Siegenthaler, streaking across the timeline. Nice pass down low, Hartman from Christensen for two. Eyes up, Riley. And Emily Hartman comes back into the game and scores for the first time tonight from the field.
Yep.
An answer for Kadot? No, air ball and another rebound. Patrolling the glass right now, Kelsey Bremnes. Maybe rush that shot just a bit, Sonnenteg.
Yes.
She clearly can shoot. We know that. Bremnes up top. Left side, Aaron Siegenthaler for three, rattles in and out. Riley Christensen battling for the rebound. She touched it last. Possession will go back to the Hornets. 5-point lead for McDonald. Big week in the Western Clover Belt. Trying to see who's going to take the conference lead going into the break. Runner up and in.
Hager.
From Hager makes it 45-42. Senior on her way possibly to a 20-point night. She averages 14. 3-point game once again. Ann Siegenthaler in the corner. Far side to Aaron Siegenthaler. Up top, Bremnes, who's already hit a three here in the second half. She'll pull up from 14. Back rim, no. Rebound track down Aaron Siegenthaler to give McDonald new life on this possession. Aaron Siegenthaler in front of her own bench. Driving in hard is Emily Hartman as she muscles it up and earns a trip to the foul line. 9:59 to go. Emily Hartman will go to the line for the second time today. She split a pair of free throws early on in this contest. 45-42, first one looks good and is good. 46-42, Emily Hartman gives McDonald a two-possession lead once again. Riley Christensen going to take a seat. Second free throw, front rim, no. Offensive rebound, Siegenthaler. And back out to Hartman. Hartman, a deep two, she got it. 48-42, triggered by that offensive rebound from one of the birthday girls, Ann Siegenthaler. 48-42, full two-possession lead for McDonald. Zastro far side, that's Eiler. Back out to Colin Zastro. The freshman hesitates, pulls up the left elbow. Sonente thought about a three, doesn't take it, working off a screen from Eiler. Emily Hartman chest to chest. And a carry call along the baseline for Sonente.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a iffy call, but it did look like she was about to pass it with one hand, and then she just kept dribbling. So right in front of the referee, so he thought maybe that was a carry.
We are 22 seconds away from the halfway point here of the second half in a 6-point game. Claire Ruff far side, number 12 versus number 12, guarded by Eiler. Opposite side, Siegenthaler. Emily Hartman back to Claire Ruff in front of her own bench. Claire lost the handle for a moment. Eiler scrabbling for it with Siegenthaler, and a held ball. Possession will stay with McDonald. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. StelterIncorporated.com. 30-second break. We are back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. That's White City Glass. McDonald with a 48-42 lead. Inbounding, Aaron Siegenthaler takes it from Emily Hartman. Trying to extend this to three possessions. Pass knocked out of bounds by Zastro, and Emily Hartman will inbound from in front of the McDonald student section. We'll have McDonald boys basketball coming up on Thursday. JV and varsity as Carter Jagger will be on the call for the JV game. Aaron Siegenthaler on the left wing. Aaron wheeling, finds Claire Ruff left side. Ruff takes it up top between the wheels. 8.5 to play, 48-42. Patient possession here for McDonald, trying to make the most out of this out of the timeout. Trying to get some spacing. Jasmine Gerber has come back in as well. At the right elbow, Siegenthaler to Siegenthaler. Emily Hartman goes right by her defender, blocked on the way to the hoop. Sakura with the rejection. Zastro across the timeline. Screen from Hager. Zastro drives in hard. Her runner too strong off the glass. Hartman rips down the rebound. Good strong rebound from Emily Hartman. Erin Siegenthaler to Claire Ruff. Ruff goes by her defender. Pulls up. Can't get the shot, but a foul. Claire Ruff will be shooting two. 7:54 to go. First trip to the foul line for Claire Ruff today. Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. First free throw good for Claire Ruff. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. That's Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. So Ruff 1-for-1 from the foul line. Second free throw good as well. 2-for-2 for Claire Ruff. And an 8-point lead for the home team. Trying to stay unbeaten conference. Cadott trying to have something to say about that. They're looking for their first conference win. Long two from the right corner. No. Rebound Emily Hartman again. Siegenthaler to Claire Ruff. Ruff in hard. Goes by her defender. And a foul.
Very nice.
Claire Ruff looking for three the old-fashioned way after a 50-foot lead feed from Siegenthaler, 52-42. What a great pass in transition for McDonald.
Yes, they do a great job, and that's what, you know, that's what these girls are made out of, is just beating everybody down the floor.
Free throw, she is 3-for-3, 53-42. McDonald back up 11. Sonnentag finds a cutting Zastro, and Zastro rolls one in. Freshman to freshman, that was pretty. Colin Zastro with 5 points. Emily Hartman, tough shot, too strong off the window. Rebound Spaeth. Spaeth has been a little quiet from the field after she hit three triples in the first half. Sonnentag for three. Side of the iron, no. Gerber fighting for the rebound. Loose to Siegenthaler and to Aaron. Aaron far side in front of the scorer's table. Slows it down for a moment, finds Claire Ruff in the left corner. Claire jabbing, drops it down to Ann Siegenthaler, knocked away from behind by Secor into the arms of Zastro. 53-44 McDonald, 6:45 to go. Zastro right side, finds Sonnentag. Sonnentag driving into the lane. Kick out up top space. Zastro right wing. Zastro working a left-handed dribble. These freshmen for Cadott play with a lot of confidence.
Yes.
They've been impressive. Coach Burrish calls a timeout as he saw his freshman getting a little bit of trouble there.
30-second.
30-second break. We are back in half a minute. Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went for three. Got it. And the Cardinals score 4:43:39.
Kicked around, and it's going to finally be picked up by Riley Biskin. Here she comes with some speed. Biskin moves in. Oh, man. What a shot. It was vapor.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Well, hey, don't miss the 40th anniversary production of Les Miserables School Edition as McDonald Central Catholic High School and Notre Dame Middle School present the 40th anniversary production coming up. Performances run January 29th, 30th, and 31st at 7 p.m. with a matinee February 1st at 2 p.m. So again, just four shows. Tickets on sale now. Secure yours today. Purchase tickets at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or right here at the high school. 53-44 game. Cadott out of the timeout. Taylor Hager. Tough shot in the lane. No. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. Sakura, good fight there for the Hornets. And now Cadott will inbound. The black uniforms, the goldenrod yellow numerals and piping white accents. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms with royal blue and black trim. Almost two-thirds of the way through the second half. Hager dribbles her way into a deep three. No, and Siegenthaler with the rebound. McDonald a two-on-two. Siegenthaler down the lane, hits the brakes, got her dribble back. Finds Riley Christensen far side. Bullet pass Aaron Siegenthaler to Claire Ruff. Ruff in rhythm for three. Back rim, no. Offensive rebound, Jasmine Gerber. Gerber powers one up, and And a block and a foul. We'll see what we have here. Jasmine Gerber going to the line, shooting two. Team fouls now even at four apiece. 5:45 to go. McDonald up nine. Gerber can make it 10 or greater. Palmley hits the first free throw, 54-44. Gerber, that's her first points.
Yep.
So now eight players have scored for the Lady Max as Aaron Siegenthaler takes a breather. Second free throw good for Jasmine Gerber, 55-44. Nice work by the junior there, 2 for 2. Full court pressure for the Lady Max. 5:40 to go in an 11-point game. Sonnenteg right side, throws it away, a steal by Ann Siegenthaler, keeping the head up as she crosses the timeline. Siegenthaler right side, Claire Ruff, big head fake, pulls up from 16, comes up well short. Maybe somebody got a piece of that one. Rebound is Astro.
I don't think they did. I think she just wasn't set for that shot.
Sonnenteg out to Spaeth. Hager now, left wing. Hager a runner. That one pops in and out. Gerber pulls down the rebound. Claire Ruff pushes across the timeline. Claire, beautiful no-look dump down. Up and in for two, and Siegenthaler. What a find by Claire Ruff at full speed. And Siegenthaler says thank you very much.
Opening this up here again just by pushing the ball down the floor.
13-point lead for the Lady Max. Sonnenteg looking for help with Hager. Hager, runner from 10 feet off the mark. Offensive rebound, knocked out of bounds.
Ooh, jump ball.
Jump ball off the block. Possession will stay with Kadat. Ella Sexton coming in along with Kelsey Bremnes. Claire Ruff going to get a breather along with Jasmine Gerber. 4:37 to play. McDonald at 5-2. Kadat 3-3. Kadat doesn't have a conference win yet. McDonald doesn't have a conference loss yet. Sastro to inbound. Up top, Sonnenteg. Drives down the right side of the lane. High off the window. No, but a whistle and a foul. That'll go against Chloe Flanagan. And that will send Sonnenteg to the line for the first time today. Brinley Sonnenteg, the 5'5" freshman. She averages 9 per game. The other freshman, Colin Zastro, 9.5 per game through the first 6 contests for Coach Dusty Burrish. Sonnenteg's first free throw is good. They are a good free throw shooting team. Good shooting team in general, but
really good from the line.
This is a very competitive Hornets squad. 4.5 to go. Still down 12. Offensive rebound and up and in for two. Nerdrum.
Full timeout, Mike.
Makes it a 10-point game. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. Things getting tight here in Chippewa Falls.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help! Hello!
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help! Hello!
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Welcome back. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. 10-point game, 57-47. Kadat coming out with full court pressure. Bremnes to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron, the birthday girl, turning 17 today. Nice feed down low. On the run, Ella Sexton. 59-47. It's her birthday, but Aaron's the one giving out the presents.
Yep. And she was wide open.
Hager trying to answer on the far side. She's fouled by Riley Christensen. with 4:08 to play in a 12-point game. That was the first basket for Ella Sexton, and so that means nine different McDonald players have scored. Hager has not missed from the line. That was also the sixth team foul on McDonald, shooting foul, so she'll have two here.
Uh-oh.
And the broadcaster jinx. She is now 8 for 9. Point game. Still a lot of time left here with 4:08. Hager trying to bring her team closer with the clock stopped.
Ooh.
Misses a pair. Riley Christensen snatches the rebound as she shows off the hops as usual. A push ahead to Bremnes. Christensen to Bremnes up and in for two. 61-47. Riley doing such a great job keeping the head up.
I think Kadat's just running out of gas. They're only seven deep.
Nerdrum looking for Sonnentag in the far corner. Sonnentag, runner, comes up short. Aaron Siegenthaler tiptoeing along that baseline. Aaron floats it to Riley Christensen. Riley, bullet pass. Chloe Flanagan, high off the glass. No. Spate to Sonnentag. Sonnentag loops it over into the far corner. Runner along the baseline comes up short. Christensen with the rebound. The miss by Hager. 3:15 to go. 14-point lead for McDonald. Left corner, Chloe Flanagan up top, Aaron Siegenthaler. Back to Chloe in that left corner. Chloe driving baseline. Finds a cutting Riley Christensen off the glass, up and in for two. Nice feed from Chloe to Riley. Riley Christensen has six. The McDonald lead is 16.
Kadat's just flat-footed. They're tired.
Hager to Nerdrum. They have battled here. Another three on the way. That one a little bit too strong. Running down the rebound, though, is Zastro. Colin Zastro back out to Taylor, excuse me, to Spave. Now Hager has it up top. A reach in and a foul on Aaron Siegenthaler. That'll be the team's seventh. So 1-1 here. 8 for 10 is Hager. I think nothing more emblematic of tired legs than Hager,
yes,
going 8 for 8 to start the game from the free throw line, but then missing her last two. She has played a lot of minutes and been high motor all throughout those minutes. 1-1 here in a 16-point game. Hager, the senior, hits the first free throw to make it 63-48. So nine makes from the free throw line. And for unofficially at 17 points. Sexton out. Lucy Priest comes in for McDonald. Number 32, the 5'9" junior. Hager to pull her team a little bit closer, and she hits a pair of free throws that time. 63-49. Right side, Kelsey Bremnes finds Claire Ruff. McDonald content to take some time off the clock here. Aaron Siegenthaler, a little reach-in foul on Hager. But 2:10 to play. Coming up after the game, we'll have the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Bank of Bernalillo Realtors. It's part of the Post-Glass post-game show, which, of course, is brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Talk with Coach Williams, have stats, highlights, analysis, and more. Three from the left corner, no for Claire Ruff. Rebound out to Kadat. Sonnentag, too strong. Rebound Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler is bumped and fouled down low. That'll be Kadat's fifth with a minute 58 left, so fouls evening up a bit. Excuse me, the sixth on Kadat. So bonus the rest of the way for both teams. Kadat coming out with some full court pressure. Bremnes to inbound. Finds Aaron Siegenthaler in front of the Kadat bench. Floats it back to Bremnes. Bremnes across the timeline safely to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron. Right side, Kelsey Bremnes in front of her own bench. And a whistle.
Followed.
And that will send Kelsey Bremnes to the line, shooting a 1-1 with a minute 44 left. 63-49, McDonald up 14. They'll resume action in a game we'll have for you here on WOGO Sports. Just down the road a few miles at Eau Claire Regis. Should be a colossal matchup between two teams that'll presumably be unbeaten in the conference at that point. Bremnes, first free throw is good. 64-49. Bremnes, second free throw. 2 for 2, 65. I believe there are some youngsters who are really rooting for McDonald to get another bucket here as they sit at 65. Sonnentag up to Hager. Back to Sonnentag. Thought about a three. And fake leaves it on the right side. Feet into the post, knocked away. Priest to Aaron Siegenthaler to Claire Ruff. Ruff lost it back to Kelsey Bremnes.
Very nice.
And what is that, kids? 6-7. 67-49 McDonald. Spaith for her 4-3 of the night. No. Rebound tracked down by Siegenthaler. Long football feed. Bremnes gets it from Claire Ruff on selfish play. And Kelsey Bremnes, 69-49 McDonald, a 20-point lead with 58.2 left. Timeout on the floor.
30 left.
We'll take a half-minute break back in 30 seconds. We'll just take a 30-second break.
To homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerIN.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running smoothly, even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. McDonald led 36-27 at the break. Now with under a minute left, they lead by 20, 69-49 over the Kanawha Hornets.
Coach Burrish has emptied his bench. He's got some younger girls out there. So.
Tegan Spaeth out there, 5'6", freshman. 42 seconds left. Lady Max have tied their largest point output of the season. They also scored 69 and a 69-59 win over Bloomer their last time out. Deep three from the right side. No offensive rebound for a moment, but lost out of bounds. Lee McDonald basketball. Threes will inbound as Kelsey Bremnes will take a seat. Kelsey, a strong second half. We'll recap all of that in our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls as Riley Christensen will take it across the timeline. 20 seconds to play. Jasmine Gerber getting a screen from Sexton. Back to Sexton. Sexton, good position down low, tied up. Possession will stay with McDonald with 12.5 to play. Lady Max will inbound underneath the hoop with Riley Christensen. Riley finds Sexton to Jasmine Gerber. Gerber for three, splashed it! Jasmine Gerber! 72-49 McDonald. That's a nice capstone to the night as McDonald, their highest scoring game of the season so far, as they knock off Kadot by 23. McDonald moves to 6-2 on the season. They have won six consecutive games. Kadot 3-4 on the season. Now Kadot 0-4 in Western Clover Belt Conference play. McDonald remaining tied atop the conference with Eau Claire Regis. 4-0 in conference play in the Lady Max. A date with the Ramblers on Friday night. A game we'll have for you here on WOGO Sports. We'll step out for 3 minutes and be back after this with stats, highlights, and analysis. And head coach Sally Williams. That's all ahead on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror, where they're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help! Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went for three. Got it. And the Cardinals go up 4-3-39.
Kicked around, and it's going to finally be picked up by Riley Biskin. Here she comes with some speed. Biskin moves in. Oh, what a shot. It was vapor.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency. Protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney with you. Thank you so much to Gavin Bovey, our video producer, and Tony Stevenson, our audio producer, here for the WOGO Sports broadcast of McDonald Basketball. McDonald wins 72-49 to move now to 6-2 on the season. Cannot now 3-4, winless in Western Clover Belt Conference play. McDonald unbeaten in Western Clover Belt Conference play. This is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll talk with head coach Sally Williams when we get opportunity here. We'll look at your stats and second half highlights as well. But as we look at this one, overall, Mark, it was a game where McDonald's depth really showed. Cannot, honestly, one of the stronger performances I think we've seen from this Cannot girls basketball team in recent years. They shot the ball well. They battled defensively. I think there's a lot that they can take away from this game and be proud of, but maybe just not as deep. Seven deep is what Coach Burrish mentioned. He was confident going before the game, and that's kind of what we saw, and McDonald can just come at you in waves and waves with all the athletes that Coach Williams has at her disposal.
Yeah, I think her bench was just a little deeper than Cadott's tonight. Again, it obviously showed at the end of the game where Cadott was just gassed. You know, they were tired. He's only got two girls coming off the bench helping out there, and the Hager just was out there giving it everything she's got, and she just got tired. And then Lillian Spaeth, you know, she was nailed down three threes right away in the first half, and then she was pretty quiet after that. So I think the girls did a nice job. And again, McDonald moving the basketball is phenomenal, the way they push the ball up and down the floor. So it's good to see them doing that. And again, that's going to be a very tough game coming up on Friday.
Well, we've got Coach Williams and Lucas joining us here in our Post Glass post game show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. And Coach, unbeaten in conference now, again another quality win. This was a Cadott team that's very talented, and they gave you a run. They shot the ball well, but as Mark was mentioning too, you guys have a lot of balance, a lot of depth on your bench, and that showed over the course of an entire game.
Yeah, absolutely. Give them credit. I mean, we knew that they were going to come ready to go, and they did. They gave us all they can handle. Definitely pushed us to our limits. They shot the ball well. They gave us trouble. And they're a young and rise on the rise team, and teams got to watch out for them. So give them credit. Give Coach Dusty credit for getting his team ready to play.
What did you like most about the way your team responded when they were hitting some shots, especially in the first half, to stay close?
I would say we stayed composed. I don't think that we got nervous. I think we stuck to the game plan. We are continuing to try to move the ball. I thought our movement was good. We just literally were not hitting shots. I thought we took good shots. And so they stayed the course. They stayed true. When we could get breakaways, when we could transition, we got them. And that was what kept us ahead in the game the whole time.
Nine different players scored. You have to love that balance offensively. And again, Claire had the hot hand for a while. The Siegenthaler sisters on their birthday were just phenomenal as always. Kelsey Bremnes, we'll see it when we go through the highlights and second half stats. She had a phenomenal second half, and a lot of times getting rewarded for working hard and running the floor, and just a very unselfish basketball team.
Yes, absolutely. We try to just continue to push and try to stay keeping the tempo up, and that's definitely going to help. That just helps our style for sure.
And again, highest scoring output of the season so far. I think 69 against Bloomer, and now 72 here tonight. So again, offense a lot of times can be a work in progress early on in the season, but it seems like you guys are starting to hit your stride a little bit more in a crucial time as you get into the heart of conference play.
Yeah, absolutely. But as always, I mean, we got to bring it every single night in this conference, and so it just goes to show that everyone's ready to battle, and yeah, it'll be another tough competition on Friday, and so again, bringing it every single night.
Coach, we will see you and Lucas on Friday, and we're looking forward to it.
Let's hope so, right? Shout out to my parents and any family that's watching. Lucas says hi. Say hi, buddy. Say hi.
The microphone that we had over there was blocking his face for a little bit, so I think we got it out of the way now. Yeah. So folks can see him a little better. Coach, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you so much.
And thank you, guys.
That's Coach Sally Williams here on WOGO Sports, our post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. That's postglassandmirror.com. We're going to take a quick two-minute break and then be back with those stats and highlights as we put a bow on this broadcast. McDonald winning at 72-49. Don't go away. We're back to tie things up right after this.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
All right, finishing up the Post Glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass in Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson along with championship head coach Mark Maloney. And you know what? I didn't get a chance to do this during the broadcast because she didn't have a trip at the free throw line, but want to make sure we throw this one up there. We had it for Ann, but happy birthday to Ann and Aaron Siegenthaler. And hey, Ann's coming up this direction as well, too. Wow. Are these birthday ice cream sandwiches? Wow, thank you so much. And now we're going to try to put her on the broadcast as well.
Come on,
too.
But,
and here's the thing too. I was just putting up this graphic here for Aaron's birthday, but let's put it up for Ann's birthday as well too. So I don't know, are we going to get her on the broadcast?
Yes, we'll get her on.
Thank you so much for the ice cream sandwich. These are awesome.
We have to say happy birthday. Get on there. Jump on.
We really need to. All right, so I guess it's her birthday. She doesn't have to.
Yes.
She doesn't want to. So, but Ann and Aaron Siegenthaler are fantastic games here on their 17th birthday, and hope it was a very sweet night. And thank you for the treat as well, too.
Yes.
I'm digging this ice cream sandwich. And Mrs. Siegenthaler came over and gave us all sorts of treats as well, too. So we appreciate the Siegenthaler fam very much. Let's take a quick look at the stats here, and then we'll hear the highlights before we bid you adieu and take a look at our WOGO sports calendar. Taylor Hager for Cadott had 18 points, and that ties for a game high with Claire Ruff here. She was 8 of 10 from the foul line, just an excellent effort from the senior. No one else in double figures for Cadott, but 9 apiece for Brinley Sonnentag and Liliana Spaeth. Spaeth scored all of those in the first half, and Sonnentag scored 5 in the first, 4 in the second. 6 points for Kennedy Nerdrum, 5 for Colin Zapp Astro, and 2 for Danielle Secord to round out the scoring for Coach Burrish's Cadott Hornets. On the other side, 9 different players scoring for the McDonald Lady Macs tonight, led by 18 from Claire Ruff. She had 9 in each half. Great balance there. 12 in the first half, 14 on the night for Ann Siegenthaler. She was running the floor very, very well. Kelsey Bremnes ends up with 10 points. She had 9 of those in the second half, so tied with Claire Ruff for the highest scoring output in the second half. So, again, 3 different players in double figures. 3 different players with 6 tonight. Emily Hartman, Riley Christensen, and Aaron Siegenthaler all had 6. Chloe Flanagan and Jasmine Gerber with 5 apiece, and Ella Sexton with 2. And I think that adds up to 72 points. Did I miss anybody?
I think so. I had Kelsey down for 12 points, so I don't know where we got off on that. But mine add up to 72. We just maybe add up to different places.
We'll check the stats afterward and see. Anyway, it does add up to 72 at some point here. But also, let's take a listen to our second half highlights. And again, our stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. The second half sounded like this in McDonald's 72-49 win. Colin Zastro, their freshman. 1 of 2 in the starting lineup. 3 seniors, 2 freshmen. Claire Ruff steps in front of a pass, saves it from going out of bounds. Now Claire down the lane up with the left hand and finishes.
Great hop.
To Riley Christensen. Claire Ruff, left wing. Kelsey Bremnes up top between the wheels. High post feed Ann Siegenthaler. Wheeling back out to Bremnes. Good look at a 3. Rounds it in. Kelsey Bremnes, the bomb from downtown. 43-35. Bound, pulled in by Bremnes. Bremnes finds Siegenthaler streaking across the timeline. Nice pass down low. Hartman from Christensen for 2. Eyes up Riley. And Emily Hartman comes back into the game and scores for the first time tonight. Take a seat. Second free throw, front rim, no. Offensive rebound, Siegenthaler. And back out to Hartman. Hartman, a deep 2. She got it. 48-42 triggered. By long two from the right corner. No. Rebound Emily Hartman again. Siegenthal to Claire Ruff. Ruff in hard. Goes by her defender. Counted and a foul.
Very nice.
Claire Hager a runner. That one pops in and out. Gerber pulls down the rebound. Claire Ruff pushes across the timeline. Claire, beautiful no-look dump down. Up and in for two, and Siegenthaler. What a find by Claire Ruff at full speed. AM680 and Wogo.com. 10-point game, 57-47. Kadot coming out with full court pressure. Remnus to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron, the birthday girl, turning 17 today. Nice feed down low. On the run, Ella Sexton. 59-47. It's her birthday, but Aaron's the one giving out the presents.
Yep.
For McDonald. Left corner, Chloe Flanagan up top, Aaron Siegenthaler. Back to Chloe in that left corner. Chloe driving baseline. Finds a cutting Riley Christensen off the glass, up and in for two. Nice feed from Chloe Hager. Back to Sonnentech. Thought about a three. And fake leaves it on the right side. Feet into the post, knocked away. Priest to Aaron Siegenthaler to Claire Ruff. Ruff lost it back to Kelsey Bremnes.
Very nice.
And what is that, kids? 6-7. Lady Max will inbound underneath the hoop with Riley Christensen. Riley finds Sexton to Jasmine Gerber. Gerber for three. Splashed it. Jasmine Gerber. 72-49 McDonald. And that's how the second half sounded here on WOGO Sports, as we're about to bid you adieu from this McDonald girls broadcast. We'll have another one coming up Friday night as we look at our WOGO Sports calendar. Between that, though, we'll have our first look together at the McDonald boys in a basketball broadcast. That will be coming up on Thursday against Bloomer. Now, something special that time, our own Carter Jagger, who's one of our board operators and video producers here at WOGO Sports, he'll be making his McDonald play-by-play debut for that JV broadcast. So, again, let family and friends know we will be broadcasting that JV game right before the varsity title card matchup. That'll be Thursday evening. So, again, planning to start around 5:30 or so with that JV broadcast, McDonald against Bloomer, and then the varsity matchup. Coach Adam Schilling's boys were off to a pretty hot start as well, too. Only lost once, and that was quite a comeback against Amory. First look at the McDonald boys. Of course, we'll be back with the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic coming up after Christmas. But before Christmas, we have a game that a lot of people are probably looking forward to, and that's this Friday night, McDonald girls on the road at Regis. Again, presumably for the front spot in the conference as we near the halfway point of conference standings. You'd love to go into Christmas break getting a quality win like that on the road, but also it's kind of a measuring stick game. Regis has been in top tier in the state in some of the rankings. If you look at that, they're only lost to Colfax at the Sonnentech Center last Saturday night, and so again, Coach Teddy Joyce has that team playing very well, but Coach Sally Williams has her team playing very well as well too, and that should be a great matchup.
I think that will be a great matchup there. I mean, you got LMA Cooper, that's, you know, highlighted as one of the best basketball players in the state.
Yeah.
And she's always fun to watch. She's just fun to watch. You know, she'll make things happen over there for Regis. And again, she's really good friends with all these girls from McDonald.
Yeah, played with them growing up.
All through middle school and her freshman year here at McDonald. So, that one should be just a fun, entertaining game to do.
Final game before the Christmas break will be on the 23rd, as Mark Halverson will have the call. Chi High girls basketball against Marshfield. Before that, just letting folks know, on the 22nd, we'll have something a little bit different here on WOGO Sports, actually broadcasting teams other than our Chi High and McDonald faithful. It's called Full Court for a Cure, and so it'll be on Monday the 22nd. I will be headed up to Barron. We'll be broadcasting the boys and girls basketball games. Girls will be taking on Amory. Boys will be taking on Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. A Full Court for a Cure is a fundraiser for the Loving Loic Foundation. That is a fundraiser for gene therapy for a cure hopefully for Pecan. That is something my 14-year-old twin nephews, Grady and Jace, are battling, suffering from. There is no known cure. It is a terminal disease. And so the Loving Loic Foundation is something that you can look up if you have a mind to find out more about this and this battle. And so we'll be having, for the first time ever, a broadcast other than Chi High or McDonald here on WOGO Sports, that live video stream, again, in partnership with Full Court for a Cure, a fundraiser for the Loving Loic Foundation and Mira for Grady and Jace. So that'll be coming up this Monday, and you can find more at fullcourtforacure.com if you would like to see ways that you can be involved again with that in your community. Well, it's been a fun night, and you know what? Looking forward to two more great McDonald basketball games coming up this week. Mark Maloney and, man, sending us into Christmas in style.
Oh, my goodness, it is. And I'm going to be I'll be around Thursday night, Friday night, and then I'm flying back out to Jersey on Sunday night. But Lita and I plan on, you know, heading back here on the 28th, so we should be back for the 29th and 30th games for
Danny
the
Danny Laramie Holiday Classic. And you know what? It always seems like something special happens during that tournament.
Yes.
So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Thank you so much again to Gavin Bovey, our video producer, and Tony Stevenson, our audio producer here on our WOGO Sports broadcast of McDonald Basketball. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying good night from Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Lady Macs 72, the Cadott Hornets 49. This has been McDonald Lady Macs Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Macs Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Mauer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Macs Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.